In a campaign swing through Ohio and Arizona yesterday, President Bush proposed new spending on education and job training programs. Faced with a sluggish job market in an election year, the president proposed spending $250 million to help community colleges train workers in high-demand fields. While some community college administrators applaud the proposal, others say it doesn't go far enough. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
President Bush's proposal seeks to increase the capacity of community colleges to train workers in high-demand fields such as healthcare and information technology. Yesterday, he brought his plan to Owens Community College in Toledo, Ohio, a crucial election year state where the unemployment rate has jumped almost 2 points since Mr. Bush took office.
It's $250 million of direct money to help on these programs which match workers with employers. There's no better place to do that in the community college system.
Some 11 million Americans attend community colleges, which have become some of the country's most effective job training facilities. But with state budgets squeezed and enrollments up as many workers seek retraining, these two-year colleges are under pressure. So says Bob Templin, president of Northern Virginia Community College.
So we have, in many cases, hundreds of students that are waiting years to get into programs for which there are thousands of jobs, and we know how to train them for it, but we lack the capacity to do that.
Templin welcomes the president's plan, even though he says $250 million is a modest amount for a community college system that costs $300 billion a year.
It's an outstanding beginning, but if it's a one-time-only short-term fix, what is a promising start will fizzle before it gets off the ground.
George Boggs, president of the American Association of Community Colleges, also applauds the president's proposal as a good beginning. Boggs says if approved by Congress, the plan would represent new help for colleges that desperately need it.
This is a new concept. A lot of the federal money, of course, follows the student through federal financial aid programs, but this would be the first time that we would see a federal program like this that would help the colleges to build capacity for the high-growth job areas.
Boggs is hopeful this will be more than a one-time election year gift and will eventually become a steady stream of federal support. Anthony Carnevale, vice president of Educational Testing Service and an expert in job training, agrees. Carnevale says over the past 2 decades, federal funding for job training has dropped from $17 billion a year to just over $2 billion a year. He says the president's proposal is a good one, but only if it can be funded more generously.
The concept is state-of-the-art and sound. It marries the interests of workers to education and training and creates institutional relationships between workers and higher education, which is where the real leverage is in terms of improving people's earnings capabilities. But it is a small victory garden. What we have here is a good idea and no money.
And it's not clear if such a modest investment can counter more than 2 million jobs lost during the last 3 years. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.